Just months before a provincial election and 8 years as an elected member of the House of Assembly, NDP leader Jerry Rogers is calling it quits. Jerry Rogers joins me live in studio. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Patty.
Why now?
I took a holiday. I went away for a week and I reflected and I decided I really could not commit for another full four years as an MHA. And so consequently then that meant I did have to step down now as leader so that we could elect another leader to take us into the next election.
What led you to think or to reflect on the fact you could not do another 4 years? What issues are in play?
Well, for me, Patty, I'm 62 years old. I've worked really hard. Being a politician is really hard work, and it's good work. I feel very honored and privileged to be able to have served the people of the province as an MHA. And I realized that there are other things I want to do in my life, and that this is the time for me to move on.
You say you didn't have it in you to—I don't know if that's the right phrase—to do another 4 years if successful in this upcoming general election. Many times in the past, we've seen leaders who we thought were maybe poised to step down, but they brought the party through an election, and maybe
that's right.
A year into their next four-year mandate, then to step down while there's less turmoil, less pressure on the new incoming leader. Why not take that course?
Well, because I believe that. That would be somewhat disingenuous to take the party in through the election and then to step down perhaps a year later and cause a by-election. And I believe really that politicians come and go. We have to take our turns doing that work. And for me, I felt again that it would be disingenuous to say, I'm the leader of the NDP. This is who's going to be at the helm of the NDP, who's going to be leading and guiding the party for the next 4 years. I wasn't interested in that approach. And I believe this is also an opportunity for someone else to who knows, who may step forward, and someone who may capture the minds, the hearts, and inspire the people of the province. It's a really important time in the province right now. So,
any inkling when you ran for the leadership that this might be the outcome?
That wasn't what I had in mind. I knew that I stepped up and offered myself to run for leader after Earl McCurdy had stepped down, because I also knew how important it was to have a leader who had a seat in the House, and that was important for our party. At the time, I felt that I was going to continue. But we all have life changes. A lot of people are speculating because I've had breast cancer, but perhaps I'm sick. I'm well. I'm really, really healthy.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm really healthy. I don't get enough sleep, and that's part of the job. And I have learned so much, Patty. I have learned so much from the people that I have served. I've learned so much from the people that I have worked with in our party. It's been a hell of a run. It's been great. And I'm proud. I'm proud of some of the really good work that I have done. But I'm not aware of what this means for the party at this time and the implications.
What role did the polls play? Because, you know, even with the PC baggage and the Liberals with all the controversy maybe in their first 3 years, the NDP haven't managed to gain any ground in the popularity polls. What role did that play in your decision?
Well, the last poll was very discouraging, but polls are a bit, you know, as we all say, it's a picture in time. There are 40% of people undecided, and that's who we also have to capture. And as the NDP, we really have to show people our chops. And why? I think we have a great track record in the House, looking at the impressive role that we play as an opposition and really pushing government and holding government's feet to the fire. So there is opportunity there. And so there is this, perhaps this is the time for someone to step up. Who can really grab that and make a difference.
Someone's going to have to step up, inevitably, because
yes.
There's going to be election called at some point this year. Do you have someone in your mind who would be the best replacement, someone you'd be willing to endorse?
Not at this point. There are some people who are talking about their interest. So, I, you know, we'll see that roll out very, very soon.
So it just leaves one NDP member who says they are going to run, and that's Ms. Michael. But she's going to face a nomination challenge as well for her seat. So what type of turmoil do you think the party's in? For people on the outside looking in, they say that the party's in slings. What do you say?
Yeah, I don't think that the party's in slings. I think that the party is, it's an interesting time. It's a time of change. It's an interesting time in the province, and there are opportunities there as well. And when we look at the other two parties, one could say that they are in slings as well. But it is a time of change. It's a time of immense, immense challenges in the province right now. And it is also my hope that some of our young people may step up. And that's really important. I come from an activist background, and I was a documentary filmmaker for 30 years. And one of the things that I have learned in my life is how, and as the first out politician ever elected in the province, how important it is to have diversity at the table. It's so important to have the people who really represent the population of our province at the table where decisions are being made. So I'm not ignorant of the fact of how difficult this is, but I'm also excited about the possibilities. We have a strong, vibrant executive that's led by Lynn Moore. We have an experienced caucus. We have members, the youth caucus are doing all kinds of workshops right now with each other, training, getting ready for the election. So people are getting ready. So let's see what rolls out. I feel confident that there are going to be some good surprises coming up.
You talk about diversity and representing the different look of the population. The NDP have had a couple of fair strongholds in Metro, your seat and Ms. Michael's seat, but reflecting the population also has to include representing rural Newfoundland and Labrador.
Absolutely.
And the only successes you've had in recent past is Chris Mitchell-Moore up in the Northern Peninsula, who ran as an NDP member. We all know where he is now as a Liberal. What's the status of the structure, the infrastructure in place, and any hopes for any success outside the overpass? Because at this moment in time, it doesn't look good. How does it look to you?
Yeah, well, I think that there are some areas in the province where we have some potential strong candidates who are leaders in their community who are considering running. So again, we'll see that the nominations will open very soon. We'll see some of those areas roll out. We've been a small party, and we don't have big corporate donations. And most of our donations come from individual donors. And so we have more of a challenge, but we have made good inroads in terms of some of our activists, some of the community leaders in different parts of the province, and we'll see how that rolls out.
Do you think your decision has had a negative impact on potential for donors?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll see.
And before we let you go, because you have worked tirelessly on a lot of important issues, whether it be mental health and championing women's issues inside the House of Assembly, to reflect and give us a couple of the things you're most proud of before we run out of time.
Well, I think I'm very proud of the work that I did in calling for and pushing for the All-Party Committee on Mental Health and Addictions. We see great overhaul in our mental health and addiction system. That work is not finished yet. There's still a lot to do. But one of the things that I have done is that I have kept pushing for that there is a different way of doing politics. And we have to have a better way of making decisions, because we've seen some disastrous decisions made in the past few years for the province. Muskrat Falls, one of the most glaring ones. And so I believe that my role has been collaborative, calling for being propositional, and working, getting the All-Party Committee on Mental Health and Addictions happening came by working with activists and with civil society, by doing that kind of collaborative work. I pulled people together who had never worked together before or who refused to work together. I said, let's put our agendas at the door. Let's meet together. Let's see how we can work together. I've done that around the Family Violence Intervention Court that was closed and pushed and pushed. And not only is it open now, it's expanded. I'm proud for the work that we have done in pushing and pushing for modernization of our labor legislation. There's a lot of work still that has to be done there. And again, looking at the needs of people who are most disadvantaged. It's so important, the role of opposition, to really push government and bring those voices to the table, bring those voices to the House. I'm looking forward to working again in civil society. You know, Lynn Moore yesterday said, you know, Jerry's switching lanes. She's not leaving the highway. And I'm going to continue my work. There may be another few films yet left in me as well. And so I'm looking forward. I love this province. And I love the people.
We know you do, Jerry.
And so that's, I'm going to continue my work.
Congratulations on your successes of the past, politically and otherwise. We wish you and Peg nothing but the best of the future. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
As Jerry Rogers just yesterday announced, she's stepping down as leader of the NDP and will not be seeking re-election.